Rows of old film studio buildings reflected in a shiny gold surface. The surface turns, it's the edge of a shield with the letters WB in its centre on a blue background. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Lucasfilm Limited. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars, The Clone Wars. The main title recedes into a dark sky dotted with stars. A Lucasfilm animation.
A galaxy divided. Striking swiftly after the Battle of Geonosis, Count Dooku's droid army has seized control of the major hyperspace lanes, separating the Republic from the majority of its clone army. With few clones available, the Jedi generals cannot gain a foothold in the Outer Rim as more and more planets choose to join Dooku's separatists. While the Jedi are occupied fighting a war, no one is left to keep the peace. Chaos and crime spread, and the innocent become victims in a lawless galaxy. Crime Lord Jabba the Hutt's son has been kidnapped by a rival band of pirates. Desperate to save his son, Jabba puts out a call for help. A call the Jedi are cautious to answer.
Jabba requests that anyone who can help us find his kidnapped son send any information they have immediately.
We must help Jabba. This is the opportunity we've been looking for. The Jedi must rescue Jabba's son.
I don't like it, dealing with that criminal scum. This is a dark day for the Republic.
I agree, my friend, but what choice do we have? The Hutts control the Outer Rim, and we'll need their space lanes in order to move our troops.
There is more to this kidnapping than it seems.
Then you must send as many Jedi as you can.
Impossible, Chancellor. The droid General Grievous has our forces spread thin. The only Jedi we can spare are Skywalker and Kenobi. They just captured the planet Christophsis.
Then contact them immediately.
Supreme Chancellor Palpatine stands face to face with Mace Windu. In space, a triple rocket-powered craft moves through the Republic fleet. On board a cruiser, two men in uniform walk along a gangway. One turns off left and the second marches up to a comms unit, on which stand holograms of Mace Windu and Yoda.
We need to make contact with General Kenobi.
We've been unable to reach him. It could be a solar storm, or they're rebooting their communication system. I'm sure the blackout is temporary.
A messenger we are sending, with important orders for General Kenobi.
See to it that she gets there as fast as possible.
Yes, sir. As soon as we load relief supplies.
No time there is. Immediately the messenger must go.
I understand, sir. I will personally take an unloaded ship to drop her off, then return to pick up my reinforcements.
On Christophsis, Anakin Skywalker.
They're back!
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I told you this victory was too easy. We never should have sent the ship back for supplies.
It wasn't my idea to send the ship back.
All right, men. Second wave incoming.
Rex, you and your men follow me. Cody, battle positions.
Up to the front!
Super battle droids with wrist lasers march against the Jedi and the clone troopers. The Republic's clone troopers fall in behind barricades and open fire. On Obi-Wan's instruction, long-barreled Republic cannons open fire. A gloved hand strokes the domed top of the small blue and white droid, R2-D2. The Separatists' droids, including large spider-like tri-droids, continue their attack. Obi-Wan fends off laser fire with his lightsaber.
Skywalker should have attacked by now!
Don't worry! He knows the plan!
Anakin and clone troopers look down on the battle.
What's our plan of attack, sir?
Follow me.
He back somersaults onto the top of a tri-droid. Clone jet troopers jet power down to the ground and shoot up at the underside of the tri-droid that Anakin's on. Anakin fends off enemy fire with his lightsaber.
Come on, then!
Right on! A clone trooper is blasted off his feet as the troopers counterattack and meet the droid army head on. Both sides sustain heavy losses. Anakin springs from the top of the tri-droid to land on one of its guns. He leaps in the air as another gun fires at him. He attacks the tri-droid with his lightsaber. The tri-droid explodes and Anakin vaults onto another. The armies square up to each other and the heavy cannons roar. Obi-Wan lashes out at several droids, bringing them down. He glances up to see Anakin flip off a tri-droid and strike it down, then slice a spindly battle droid. The two Jedis join forces behind the barricade.
We're gonna need reinforcements. We haven't been able to get through to the Admiral.
R2-D2's dome spins as a clone trooper signals more cannon fire. Several advancing tanks are taken out. The clone trooper checks through binoculars as a tank hatch opens and General Loathsome appears. He talks to a holographic projection of the battle droid captain.
Why are we stopping?
We cannot get past that cannon, sir.
Cannons? This will never do. We must pull back and set up our deflector shields. Turn the troops around!
Retreat! Retreat!
They're pulling back.
A ship flies overhead. Obi-Wan turns to Anakin.
Looks like help has arrived.
R2-D2 joins them.
Our cruiser must be back, which means we'll be able to get our reinforcements.
Well, then it looks like our problems are solved. Fresh troops, new supplies, and perhaps they brought my new Padawan with them.
You really think it's a good idea to bring a Padawan learner into all this?
I spoke to Master Yoda about it. You should put in a request for one. You'd make a good teacher.
No thanks.
Anakin, teaching is a privilege. And it's part of a Jedi's responsibility to help train the next generation.
Padawan would just slow me down.
On a thumbs up, the rear of the ship opens and a young woman walks down the gangplank.
A youngling?
And who are you supposed to be?
I'm Ahsoka. Master Yoda sent me. I was told to tell both of you that you must get back to the Jedi Temple immediately. There's an emergency.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're in a bit of an emergency right here.
Yes, our communications have been a bit unreliable, but we've been calling for help.
Master Yoda hadn't heard from you, so he sent me to deliver the message.
Oh, great. They don't even know we're in trouble.
Maybe you can relay a signal through the cruiser that just dropped me off.
Anakin raises his eyebrows at Obi-Wan. In the skies above them, the cruiser which brought Ahsoka is under attack. Its commander.
We need to go back and pick up our reinforcements. We've got to get out of here!
We're under attack by Separatist warships, but I'll try to make contact with the Jedi Temple for you. Stand by!
On the ground, Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka stand in front of the circular holographic communications console. They glance at each other.
Master Kenobi, glad Ahsoka found you, I am.
Master Yoda, we are trapped here and vastly outnumbered. We are in no position to go anywhere or do anything. Our support ships have all been destroyed.
Send reinforcements to you. We will.
Master Yoda. Master Yoda!
His image disappears as the cruiser's under attack.
We've lost the transmission, sir. We have to leave orbit immediately. More enemy ships have just arrived. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
I guess we'll have to hold out a little longer.
Obi-Wan to Ahsoka.
My apologies, young one. It's time for a proper introduction.
I'm the new Padawan learner. I'm Ahsoka Tano.
I am Obi-Wan Kenobi, your new master.
I'm at your service, Master Kenobi, but I'm afraid I've actually been assigned to Master Skywalker.
What? No. There must be some mistake. He's the one who wanted the Padawan.
No. Master Yoda was very specific. I'm assigned to Anakin Skywalker, and he is to supervise my Jedi training.
But that doesn't make any sense.
We'll have to sort this out later. It won't be long before those droids figure out a way around our cannons.
I'll check on Rex in the lookout post.
You'd better take her with you.
Without looking back, Anakin walks off. Ahsoka follows. Inside a building on a rock pinnacle...
I have brought Jabba's son to the abandoned monastery. He will be safe here.
Good. Good. Everything is going as planned.
Yes, my lord.
Another hologram appears.
Soon the Jedi will not only be at war with you, Count, but the Hutt clan as well.
Down on the planet Christophsis, clone troopers are on balconies overlooking the scene of the previous battle. They wave up to an officer with closely cropped hair, Captain Rex. He turns as Anakin and Ahsoka arrive.
What's the status, Rex?
Quiet for now, sir. They're gearing up for another assault. Who's the youngling?
I'm Master Skywalker's Padawan. The name's Ahsoka Tano.
Sir, I thought you said you'd never have a Padawan.
There's been a mix-up. The youngling isn't with me.
Stop calling me that! You're stuck with me, Sky Guy.
What did you just call me? Don't get snippy with me, little one. You know, I don't even think you're old enough to be a Padawan.
Well, maybe I'm not. But Master Yoda thinks I am.
Well, you're not with Master Yoda now. So if you're ready, you better start proving it. Captain Rex will show you how a little respect can go a long way.
Right. Come on, youngling.
Padawan.
On the ground...
Have you thought about moving that line back, Captain? They'd have better cover that way.
Thanks for the suggestion, but General Skywalker thinks they're fine where they are.
So, if you're a captain and I'm a Jedi, then technically I outrank you, right?
In my book, experience outranks everything.
Well, if experience outranks everything, I guess I better start getting some. What's that?
Not good. Got an energy shield. That's gonna make things damn near impossible. If you wanted experience, little one, it looks like you're about to get plenty.
Ahsoka has large eyes and a round face with white marks painted on her cheeks and forehead. She has a navy blue and white striped headdress covering her hair. She stares out at the approaching red energy shield. Inside it are dozens of tanks and armored vehicles. The field commander lifts the hatch of his tank again.
What is it?
A holographic communication.
The clones are pulling back, and the lead tanks are now approaching the city center.
Get to those heavy cannons as quickly as you can.
At the clone camp, Ahsoka, Captain Rex, Anakin, and Obi-Wan are in conference around a holographic map.
The shield generator's somewhere in this area. They're slowly increasing the diameter and keeping it just ahead of their troops.
Heavy cannons are going to be useless against that.
As they get closer, I suppose we could try to draw them into the buildings. That might level the playing field a bit.
If that shield's going to be such a problem, why don't we just take it out?
Easier said than done.
Well, I, for one, agree with her. Someone has to get to that shield generator and destroy it. That's the key.
Right, then. Maybe you two can tiptoe through the enemy lines and solve this particular problem together.
Can do, Master Kenobi.
I'll decide what we do.
If Rex and I can engage them here, you two might have a chance to get through their lines undetected here.
They won't have much time. The droids far outnumber us, so our ability to street fight is limited without the use of heavy cannons. They will march forward under the protection of their shield until they are right on top of our cannons, then they'll blow them away.
We'll figure out a way. Come on, Master, let's go.
If we survive this, Snips, you and I are gonna have a talk.
They make quite a pair, don't they, sir? You think they have a chance?
They better. If they can't turn off that shield generator before it reaches the heavy cannons, there'll be no escape for any of us.
Two clone troopers at the base of the monastery pinnacle.
What's the status? Looks like those bounty hunters went up there. Contact General Windu. Tell him we found the hut.
Yes, Commander?
Discovered that Jabba the Hutt has also hired bounty hunters to track down his son. And we followed them to a monastery on planet Teth. We feel it's where Jabba's son's being held, but it's too heavily fortified for us to do anything alone, sir.
Commander, stay out of sight and await further orders.
Will do, General.
Unusual it is, a problem Obi-Wan has, subduing the droid army.
I'll take care of it. Get me Admiral Wirtz. I need three of his star cruisers.
Yes, General.
Greater than we think, this mystery may be. Go with the fleet to aid Master Kenobi. I will.
On a high vantage point on Christophsis.
So, what's the plan?
Oh, I thought you were the one with the plan.
No, I'm the one with enthusiasm. You're the one with the experience, which I'm looking forward to learning from.
Well, first, we need to get behind that shield, then get past their tank lines.
He looks through binoculars.
Why don't we just go around, outflank them?
That'd take too long.
Sneak through the middle, then.
Impossible. Unless you can turn yourself into a droid.
All right, you win. My first lesson will be to wait while you come up with the answer.
Well, the wait's over. I've got a plan.
The clones' cannons roar, but the shells are repelled and make no impact on the shield. The shells rain down on the shield, but they dissipate on touching it. Obi-Wan.
That shield is certainly putting a crimp in my day.
It's no use, sir. Even at full power, the cannon doesn't affect it.
All right, Rex. It was worth a try. Tell the men to fall back.
The energy shield and the droid army under it progress through the city. They near an inverted metal rectangular box, the edge of which rises. Anakin and Ahsoka peep out. They lower the box as the shield passes over them. A couple of droids kick the box.
This is a stupid plan. We should fight these guys instead of just sneaking around.
Except for the fact that their deflective energy shield just passed over us. If you can't cross their lines, let their lines cross you.
If you say so.
They crawl away under the box. The shield and the army reach the barrier behind which Obi-Wan and the clones are hiding.
We're inside the shield. Just stay away from those tanks.
As one of the tri-droids nears him, Obi-Wan springs up, lightsaber drawn. He splits a droid as clone troopers slide down a zipline to join the battle. Guns and lightsabers wreak havoc. Captain Rex.
Where's the general? I don't know, sir.
The droids keep on coming. Obi-Wan fights alone. Under the box.
I think we made it past all them, Master. We may pull this off yet.
We still have a ways to go before we get to the generator station.
Do we still need this thing? I can't take it anymore. I have to stand up.
They stand the box over their heads.
You have got to be careful. You never know what you're gonna run into.
They fall in front of a droideka robot with its shield up.
See what I mean?
It fires at them, but they protect themselves with their lightsabers.
We can't beat its shield!
Run!
What? Jedi, don't run!
I said run!
They both run, the droideka rolls after them.
Ahsoka, stop!
Make up your mind!
I said stop!
In order to roll, the droideka turned its shield off. They destroy it.
Good. You take direction well.
As Anakin walks away, Ahsoka grimaces. Obi-Wan fights on. Captain Rex shoots a droid about to attack Obi-Wan.
They're right behind us, sir. They wiped out most of our unit. We had to pull out of there.
The shield has almost reached the heavy cannons.
The droids are relentless.
We're not going to be able to stop them, sir.
Move your troops back to the heavy cannons. Do everything you can to protect them. I'll delay the droids. That is an order, Captain!
As the clone troops fall back, Obi-Wan goes on the attack, deflecting every shot fired at him. On hearing a loud explosion, he turns and looks into the smoke. Anakin climbs up onto a flat surface. Ahsoka follows him, then points.
Here it is. Come on.
They head towards the shield generator. Obi-Wan is cornered by super battle droids. The tusked General Loathsome rises from his tank.
You must be the infamous General Kenobi.
I surrender.
A super battle droid takes Obi-Wan's lightsaber, then steps back.
Now, Master Kenobi, order your troops to stand down.
Obi-Wan force moves a rock.
General, have a seat.
Have you gone mad?
I've conceded the battle. Now we simply have to negotiate the terms of surrender.
Don't try any of your tricks, Jedi.
Surely there's no reason we can't be civilized about this.
Loathsome leaves the tank with a droid.
It is a rare honor to be able to meet one's opponent face to face. You're a legend throughout the Inner Core.
Thank you. The honor is all mine. I'm so glad you decided to surrender.
Well, at some point, one must accept the reality of the situation.
Might we have some refreshments?
You, bring us something liquid.
Thank you. This shouldn't take long.
High above, the Republic fleet appears from hyperspace. An officer approaches Admiral Ylaren on the bridge of the flagship cruiser.
We are approaching Christophsis, sir. The Separatist blockade is holding position.
Deploy the fleet. Have the cruisers protect the transports.
Yes, sir.
Admiral, hurry we must if we are to aid General Kenobi.
It will not be easy to breach the blockade, Master Yoda. It's what stopped our relief ships before.
Last time, not as many ships did you have. Get past it, we must. Get past it, we will.
On Christophsis, Anakin and Ahsoka approach the generator.
Stay close. You've got to be careful.
Come on!
Wait!
Why? We're almost there! It's right...
I said wait!
She activates droids by mistake.
Forget about the droid! Set those charges!
Anakin rushes past the cumbersome can-shaped droids, cutting them down. Right by the generator, Ahsoka slices a droid with her lightsaber, then force pushes it away. The droid's body rolls across Anakin's path. He wields his lightsaber at a pack of approaching droids.
Sorry!
Whose side are you on anyway?
Setting the charges.
She places a charge on the generator. Outside the shield, the clones fight on. A clone trooper is hit by a laser. At the barricade...
Sir, General Kenobi's been captured. There's no one else left.
We've got to hold out! We can't let that shield reach the cannons! Keep fighting!
I could use a little help!
Sky Guy, don't move!
A massive slab falls on her command.
What? No, 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 no!
The heavy slab had a hole in the middle, leaving Anakin unharmed and the encroaching droids crushed.
You could have gotten me killed!
I know what I'm doing!
I had everything under control!
I just saved your life!
Battle droids and dwarf spider droids reach the barricade.
Fall back! Fall back! Back down! Medic, we need a medic here!
The clones retreat under fire. Obi-Wan sits across the rock from Loathsome, who grabs a cup and guzzles its contents. Obi-Wan stirs his, then sips it in a genteel fashion.
And of course, once you've taken custody of my troops, arrangements will need to be made for their food and shelter. But tell me, do you have enough supplies to...
Enough of this! You are stalling!
Nonsense. General, there are numerous details to be discussed.
Seize him!
Obi-Wan's lifted.
Unless you call off your troops right now, I will have no choice but to destroy you!
Truthfully, I was hoping your shield would be knocked out by now.
Did you get the charges set?
Yes.
Then what are you waiting for?
Ahsoka pushes a button on her wrist panel. The generator explodes. The shield rises.
Uh-oh.
Loathsome looks up and spots the shield dissipating.
Oh, well.
Obi-Wan escapes his captor, then grabs Loathsome around the neck. Droids open fire.
Don't fire!
Ha. Something appears to have happened to your shield, General.
All cannons! Fire on those tanks!
Republic cannons open fire.
What happened to the shield?
The startled battle droids around the tanks are blown to bits. Obi-Wan holds a hologram of Ylaren.
General Kenobi, if you can hear me, we're through the blockade. The Separatist armada is in retreat. Your reinforcements should be landing in a moment.
Obi-Wan looks up at the sky. Republic gunships soar overhead. Anakin watches the gunships pass, then looks at Ahsoka, who sits head down nearby. Yoda steps off a gunship, flanked by clone guards. Obi-Wan stands beside the captured General Loathsome.
Your timing is perfect, Master Yoda.
Yoda eyes Obi-Wan benevolently. Anakin sits down next to Ahsoka.
You're reckless, little one. You never would have made it as Obi-Wan's Padawan.
Eyes closed, her head sags.
But you might make it as mine.
Ahsoka's eyes flick open. She looks at Anakin joyously. Anakin gestures for her to follow and gets up.
Come on.
Ahsoka hurries after Anakin as gunships land nearby. Captain Rex is on board.
Great job, General Skywalker. You too, kid.
Ahsoka smiles at Rex as the gunships take off and glide past the skyscrapers on Christophsis. The gunship drops to the ground by a wedge-shaped assault ship.
Thanks for the ride, Rex.
Anytime, sir.
Master Obi-Wan? Master Yoda?
Trouble you have with your new Padawan, I hear.
Ahsoka shares a glance with Anakin.
I was explaining the situation to Master Yoda.
Really?
If not ready for a Padawan, you are. Then perhaps, Obi-Wan, we can...
No, wait a minute. I admit Ahsoka is a little rough around the edges. But with a great deal of training and patience, she might amount to something.
Then go with you, she will. To the Teth system.
Teth? That's wild space. The droid army isn't even in that sector.
Kidnapped. Jabba the Hutt's son has been.
You want me to rescue Jabba's son?
Anakin, we'll need the Hutt's allegiance to give us an advantage over Dooku.
Negotiate the treaty with Jabba. Obi-Wan will. Find the renegades that hold Jabba's son. Your mission will be Skywalker.
Come on, Master. It doesn't sound that hard. I'll find Rex and get the troops organized.
Don't worry, Anakin. Just teach her everything I taught you and she'll turn out fine.
You know, something makes me think this was your idea from the start.
Anakin heads off.
Let's just hope Anakin is ready for this responsibility.
Ready he is. To teach an apprentice. To let go of his pupil. A greater challenge it will be. Master this. Skywalker mess.
Anakin and Ahsoka's gunship takes off.
If I've got to make a deal with Jabba the Hutt, I'd best be on my way.
Obi-Wan climbs into his dart-shaped Jedi fighter. Droid R4 spins his top round as the canopy lowers. Obi-Wan's starfighter takes off and zips into space. Day. Jabba's palace on Tatooine consists of a central hub surrounded by various towers. Inside the throne room, a Twi'lek girl dances in front of giant slug-like Jabba who's on a flat plinth. A guard speaks to Jabba's protocol droid TC-70.
Jabba, the bounty hunters you sent out to find your son have returned.
Jasta Dumenko Lepa.
Two guards carry a stretcher into the throne room. They pass the Twi'lek dancer, who stops as the guards approach. The stretcher holds four severed alien heads.
Chuba ita kachu. Wanta Jedi no biska mi buki.
Contact the Supreme Chancellor immediately.
On Coruscant, Palpatine communicates with Jabba via hologram.
The all-powerful Jabba demands to know why the Jedi are not looking for his son.
Ah, mighty Jabba. Rest assured, the Jedi are on their way.
They better be if you want the Republic to have safe passage through Jabba's territory.
The sharp-featured Chancellor frowns. A vast wedge-shaped Republic assault ship glides through space with four gigantic engines blazing with powerful blue energy at the rear. Aboard the ship, a smaller recon craft docks in the landing bay. Two Republic scouts exit via a ramp. Anakin heads across the bay towards them.
Lieutenant, did the kidnappers see you?
No, sir. We're the best scouts in the regiment.
What about the bounty hunters? Are they still down there?
I don't think so. We haven't seen them in a while.
Well, what are we up against?
Looks like at least two droid battalions protecting a monastery. It's heavily fortified, so you won't be able to land there.
Good work. Get some rest.
Troops congregate on a flight deck.
That sounds like a lot, even for a Jedi.
I heard you were surrounded by droids. How did you ever get the shield down?
Okay, so there's a wall behind him, with a hole in the middle. So I pull the wall down on top of the droids, destroying them, and saving the general.
Is that true, sir?
Well, most of it.
All right, men. We still got a job to do.
Yes, sir. You heard the general. Move it!
Would this be a good time to teach you that a Jedi is humble, my young Padawan?
Sorry. Just trying to keep the boys inspired is all.
Obi-Wan starfighter rockets out of hyperspace. Two large thrusters are attached to a ring around the ship, which drifts above the desert planet of Tatooine. R4.
Don't worry. I'm sure Jabba's in a good mood.
The starfighter detaches from the hyperspace thrusters and zooms through the planet's atmosphere. Obi-Wan pilots the craft towards Jabba's palace. Obi-Wan lands the craft close to the palace walls, kicking up a cloud of dust. Obi-Wan frowns as the palace gates open. TC-70 exits, flanked by scaly-faced palace guards.
We should not keep the wise and powerful Jabba waiting.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Obi-Wan follows. Residents of the palace watch from a window as Obi-Wan enters the palace. R4 twitches as the gate shuts. Jawas surround the Jedi starfighter. R4 zaps an inquisitive Jawa and the Jawas run off. In the throne room...
Mighty Jabba, one of our most powerful Jedi is on his way to rescue your son. We will not let you down.
The most gracious Jabba has one more small condition. He demands you bring back the slime who kidnapped his little Punky Muffin.
Punky?
Nichutu Tanki Sabiska!
Dead or alive?
Oh, Otoki Karata, Dooku Choice Separati One!
If you do not succeed, Count Dooku and his droid army will.
In the Teth system, Republic gunships tear away from an assault ship, leaving vapor trails in the pink sky. On board a gunship...
All right, Anakin, here's a story. Jabba has given us only one planetary rotation to get his son back home to Tatooine safe and sound.
Won't take us that long, Master.
Well, take extreme care. We have no idea who's holding Jabba's son. When I finish negotiations with him, I will join you.
The gunships approach the tall pinnacle that breaks through the clouds. Battle droids protect the monastery on top of the rocks.
There's something coming. I can't make out what it is. I don't like it. Prepare to attack. What if it's one of ours? Shut up, Sergeant. I'm in command here. Roger, roger.
Anakin and Ahsoka wear Jedi robes.
Stay close to me, if you can.
It won't be a problem, Master.
This isn't practice, Ahsoka.
I know, and I'll try not to get you killed.
Flak from a dwarf spider droid rocks the gunship.
Good shot, boy.
A clone pilot.
Sir, we're taking heavy fire.
Close the blast shields, Lieutenant. Get us under those guns.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Rich, your comms got static. Got it. Red light. Stand by.
Ahsoka watches tensely as the clones prime their blasters. The gunships land.
Welcome to paradise, rock jumpers.
A green light comes on. Anakin leads the charge.
Go, go, go!
Ahsoka deflects laser fire with her lightsaber.
Concentrate fire on sector 1137-4265. 1137. What was that again? Just fire right there.
Massive tank-like Republic walkers stomp across the swampy terrain and fire on the tall rock pinnacle and the monastery. Anakin leads troops to the base of a rock.
I can't see them. Where'd they go? Whoa, 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 whoa!
The battle droid topples off.
Get back here, Sergeant.
So, this is where the fun begins.
Race you to the top.
I'll give you a head start.
Your mistake.
Attack the cables!
I'm right behind you, Master!
Anakin and Ahsoka grab ropes and climb the sheer rock face. A walker mounts the smooth surface and begins a slow ascent. Ahsoka smiles. Anakin deflects laser fire with his lightsaber. Ahsoka swings over to the walker. The defending droids fire down at the encroaching clones.
Whoa, target those walkers.
A dwarf spider droid fires. A Republic walker is hit and explodes. The walker loses grip and plummets to the ground. A super battle droid's blasted over the edge. Anakin, then Ahsoka, dodged the falling droid. A clone on Ahsoka's walker is hit. Ahsoka leaps onto the walker's front canopy and deflects the barrage of laser fire raining down on them. Anakin continues climbing. Battle droids whiz past the rock face on staps, single trooper aerial platforms. Ahsoka spots them. The droids open fire with the staps. Ahsoka deflects their blasts, but as they pass, the walker is hit and a foot loses grip on the rock face. Anakin looks round. Ahsoka struggles to keep hold as the walker torturously tips backwards. Anakin hurries down the sheer rock face to reach the walker. The staps come back around firing. Anakin bounds across the tipping walker's canopy, passing Ahsoka on the way. He jumps from stap to stap, beheading the droids. Anakin flies a stap up the rock face.
Gotta keep up!
Hey! No fair!
Anakin speeds towards the top of the rock, blasting separatist droids.
Rex, follow me!
Yes, sir!
Working on it.
Get this thing moving!
The walker reattaches itself to the rock face as Anakin's stap is blasted. Anakin leaps on top of the rock.
Surrender, Jedi!
Anakin fires up his lightsaber. He vanquishes the battle droids, then three droidekas appear.
Blasted, Ahsoka! I told you to stay close to me!
A bolt from the walker's cannon terminates the droidekas.
I can't get much closer, Sky Guy.
I knew you'd get here, Snips. Eventually.
Always in time to save your life.
All clear, General.
Nice work, Rex. Have some men look after the wounded.
Roger that, sir. Gunships are holding at a safe distance.
On a monastery balcony.
The droids have done their part. Now it's your turn.
Too many droids here for them to be renegades. I sense Count Dooku's hand in this. Let's find Jabba's son and get out of here.
No problem. The hard part's over.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
Anakin leads the way towards the vast monastery. Ahsoka follows, flanked by clone troopers. The monastery's gate opens upwards. The Republic team stands in silhouette against the bright pink sky. They enter the dark entranceway. The troopers switch on their helmet lights.
I don't like this place. It gives me the creeps.
This looks like one of those Ba'omar monk monasteries that I read about in my studies at the temple.
They continue forward.
Smugglers take these monasteries over, turn them into their own personal retreats.
And the monks just let them?
Smugglers usually get what they want. One way or another.
Good guy or bad guy, Master?
Who are you?
A droid approaches.
Merely the humble caretaker, almighty sir. You have liberated me from those dreadful battlebots. I am most thankful.
Where is the hut?
The battlebots kept their prisoners on the detention level. I must warn you, it is very dangerous down there, my friend. Not a place for a servant girl.
Do servant girls carry these? I'm a Jedi Knight. Or soon will be.
1,000 apologies, young one.
Captain, we'll get the hut. Stay here and keep your eyes open.
Copy that, sir.
The sinister Asajj Ventress sweeps into a room wearing her Sith robes with the hood up. She addresses a hologram of the bearded Count Dooku.
They have taken the monastery, Master. Skywalker is here. He's on his way to rescue the hut.
Well done, Ventress. All is going according to plan.
I could easily take them now.
Patience. Collect the data I need. You will get your chance of revenge soon enough.
Mistress, the Jedi have entered the dungeons.
In the monastery.
Master, you know you're walking us into a trap.
I know.
They head down a gloomy corridor.
We just passed 2 more droids.
I know.
Well, I don't like this. Can I just take care of them?
Oh, well, if you feel so strongly about it, go ahead.
Ahsoka turns and deflects laser fire from the battle droids hiding behind them.
Ow!
She takes out the droids.
Not bad. You remembered to destroy their weapons first.
I'm improving your technique.
Anakin nails another droid.
Of course. You did miss one.
I did that on purpose.
I sense our kidnapped hut is in here.
Ooh, I smell him too.
The cell door opens. Rotta the Hutt is inside.
He's a lot younger than I thought he'd be.
Oh, he's just a baby. This will make our job a lot easier. Oh, he's so cute.
Just wait until you see what he'll grow into.
On Tatooine, some chubby little Noonas scatter in front of Jabba's palace. Obi-Wan gets into his starfighter.
I know, R4. I want to get out of here too.
Obi-Wan takes off and pilots his ship skywards. The robed Count Dooku stands by a tower outside Jabba's palace and watches the Jedi fly away. The bearded Count enters the palace. In the throne room...
Oh, great Jabba the Hutt. I have news of your son. I have discovered it is the Jedi who have kidnapped him.
Dooku wana Jamiska.
How have you come by this information?
I have my ways. More importantly, mighty Jabba, I bring a warning. The Jedi are planning to destroy you.
Wunkamichisko!
The most wise Jabba demands proof.
And he shall have it.
In the monastery courtyard on Teth.
No sign of any more droids, Captain. All right, Sergeant. General Skywalker, the castle is secure. And it's nearly midday.
Thanks, Rex. We've got Jabba's son. Any sign of General Kenobi yet?
No, sir.
Master, my Jedi training didn't prepare me for this. What are we gonna do?
Well, since you think that smelly larva is cute, you're gonna carry it.
She looks down at the tiny, slug-like hut as it waves its stubby arms around. In space, Obi-Wan flies his starfighter towards the gigantic Republic cruiser. He lands in the hangar and is greeted by clone troopers.
Commander, tell Admiral Yularen to get underway. We need to reinforce Anakin.
Right away, sir.
How do you like your little buddy now? Still cute?
No, he's reminding me of you more and more. See? You're two of a kind.
Maybe you should carry both of us then.
She looks at Rotta, who coughs.
Master, I think this little guy is sick. He's burning up with a fever.
Anakin feels Rotta's head.
You're right. We've got to get him back to the ship immediately. Trooper, get me a backpack!
The caretaker droid records them from a balcony.
Will you just let me do it?
I hate huts.
To a Dooku hologram.
My lord, I have the recording you requested.
Transmit it at once. Your new objective is to recover the hut.
And deliver him to Jabba unharmed?
Precisely. Do not fail me.
In Jabba's throne room on Tatooine, Dooku shows Jabba the hologram.
Will you just let me do it?
I hate huts.
Dooku switches it off.
As you can see, it is the Jedi who have your son and are plotting against you.
Jedi Poodoo!
My droid army has already initiated a rescue. Rest assured, mighty Jabba, your son will be saved.
Iniki Baganduku, Chikopa Wunginaga.
Mighty Jabba wishes to know what you ask in return.
Perhaps you would consider joining our struggle against the Republic.
On Teth.
Anakin, did you locate Jabba's son?
We have him, but it looks like the Separatists are behind his abduction. This smells like Count Dooku to me.
I think it's little stinky you smell.
I'll bet Dooku is using us to get Jabba to join the Separatists.
Master Kenobi, we have another problem. This Hutlet is very sick.
I'm not sure we can get him back to Tatooine alive, Master. This whole rescue may backfire on us. I still don't think dealing with the Hutts is a good idea.
Anakin, you know they control shipping routes in the Outer Rim. Jabba's cooperation is crucial to the war effort. If you let anything happen to his son, our chances of a treaty with him will disappear.
Master, we've got trouble.
Separatist dropships soar through the sky above them.
Defensive positions! Anakin?
I'll have to call you back, Master. We're under attack. We could use a little help here if you have the time.
I'll get there as soon as I can. Protect the Hutt, Anakin.
Droid starfighters attack, firing lasers which Anakin deflects with his lightsaber.
Take it down, take it down!
The battle rages. R2 leaps from a Jedi starfighter as it's blown up. Ventress oversees uniformed rows of battle droids as they exit the dropships nearby. Republic gunners open fire.
Get inside!
Ahsoka runs past a walker. She has Rotta in a pack on her back. The walker is hit and destroyed.
Fall back!
Dwarf spider droids bombard the retreating clones. Anakin slips under the closing gate as the droid army encroaches. Ventress arrives amongst the droids.
Mistress, the Jedi have barricaded themselves inside the main vault.
They have nowhere to run.
Captain, we'll stay here until General Kenobi arrives with reinforcements.
He turns to Ahsoka.
Master, do you honestly think we can hold them off? We've got to find a way out of here.
Our mandate is to protect this hut, and that's what we're going to do, Ahsoka.
Our mandate was to get this hut back to Tatooine, and time is running out.
I suppose you have a plan.
Yes. Or, I think so. Are too willing.
All right, Snips. I'll trust you on this one. Captain, hold them here as long as you can.
Will do, sir. You heard the General. Get ready to turn those clankers into scrap metal.
R2 leads Anakin and Ahsoka into a control room.
If there's a way out of here, R2-E will find it.
R2 connects.
Make it quick. Finally asleep, huh? Put him down. Get some rest yourself. It's been a long day for you, little one.
I can hold him, Master. I'm not tired.
Okay, suit yourself. I don't see why you won't just listen to me.
I do listen to you, Master. I just don't like being treated like a youngling.
You must have patience. What are you trying to prove, anyway?
That I'm not too young to be your Padawan.
Ahsoka, a very wise Jedi once said nothing happens by accident. It is the will of the Force that you are at my side. Just want to keep you there in one piece.
Ahsoka puts Rotta carefully on the floor in her pack. Rex and his troops wait inside the main gate, outside by a control panel.
The red one? No. The blue one? No. Not that one. Yeah.
Ventress slashes the wires with her lightsaber.
That'll work.
They've cut the lock.
The gate rises.
Here they come!
Battle droids march under the gate. The clones open fire.
Hold the line!
A clone goes down. Super battle droids arrive.
Second wave! Second wave!
Dwarf spider droids.
Watch your left!
That sounded bad.
R2 projects a holo map.
A backdoor landing platform.
We'll call for a gunship when we get there. Lead the way, R2. Ahsoka, wait. Where's Stinky?
You told me to put him down.
Find him.
Under a plinth.
Come out of there, you grubby little slug.
At the main gate.
Take care of what's left of the clones. I'll go after Skywalker.
Roger, roger.
Seal the main gate and all portals. Let nothing escape this castle.
Yes, mistress.
An injured Captain Rex opens fire. Ventress deflects the lasers, then force chokes Rex.
Where is Skywalker?
I don't talk to separatist scum.
Rex drops to the floor.
You will contact Skywalker now.
I will contact Skywalker now.
In the control room.
Let's see you get away this time.
Anakin, come in.
Anakin?
We've held the droid, sir.
That's not like Rex.
What is your location?
Ventress.
Dooku's assassin?
She's here to kill the Hutt. Come on.
Mistress, I must inform you that Republic reinforcements have arrived.
We must hurry.
Roger, roger.
Two droidekas roll up and prime their guns. Several Republic craft launch from the cruiser in space.
Skywalker is in trouble. You know the drill.
Copy that, sir.
Ventress appears in hologram to the battle droid commander.
The Jedi warships have arrived. You must hold them off until I finish my mission. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am. Sir. Launch all fighters!
The droid starfighters launch from the courtyard and clear the monastery walls. They rocket upwards into the purple sky. Obi-Wan's approaching starfighter is rocked by separatist fire. Anakin and Ahsoka run onto the landing platform.
Skywalker to Obi-Wan. Mark my position. I need a medical ship immediately.
Do you copy?
Anakin, do you read me?
Anakin!
Come in! They're jamming our transmissions. I hope Anakin is having an easier time than we are.
I can't get a hold of Obi-Wan. I'll see if I can find Captain Rex.
Come in, Rex. Do you copy? Rex.
Did you hear that? It came from the prisoners.
Let me show you how it works, clanker.
Rex whacks the droid and commandeers its blaster. He takes out a few of the battle droids. The captured clones join the fight and take down more droids. Yet more droids approach. The clones take cover behind a walker.
Captain Rex, respond.
I'll read you, General. We're pinned down in the courtyard.
Do you need help? I'll take that as a yes, Captain. Stand by, we're on our way. Skywalker out.
Master, Stinky is really sick. He's turning every shade of green except the one he's supposed to be. Our mission was to get him back to Tatooine, alive.
Obi-Wan will get here eventually. Right now, we need Rex to help us find a ship.
Great. Rolling death balls.
Droidekkers.
R2, the door!
As Ventress walks up behind the droidekkers, R2 operates the control panel and shuts the heavy door. Ventress shoves her twin sabers through the door and starts cutting a hole.
I think now's a good time for a retreat.
Retreat? That's a new word for you.
Maybe into the jungle.
Wait, I remember the jungle was a bad place.
Spider droids fire up at them, dislodging giant insects.
So much for going that way.
Ventress continues to cut through. In the courtyard, Rex approaches a trooper.
We can't hold out much longer, sir. Where's General Skywalker? He'll be here.
Ventress is nearly through the door.
Looks like we're out of options.
Rotter fidgets on Anakin's back.
Oh, not now, Stinky.
Rotter points at another rock.
Master, another landing platform!
With a ship on it.
Nice work, Stinky.
Spider droids creep up the rock towards them.
So how are we gonna get over there?
Leave that to me.
Anakin leaps from the platform and lands on one of the huge flying insects, a cancel.
I hope I don't have to learn that.
As spider droids fire from below, Ventress breaks through the door. Ahsoka and Ventress clash. They trade lightsaber blows, then Ventress knocks Ahsoka backwards.
Where is Skywalker?
On the cancel.
Right here, Ventress.
The cancel's tail knocks Ventress over.
Time to go!
The spider droid bombardment destabilizes the platform, which breaks and tilts.
Hop on, Snips!
Like I have a choice!
Anakin grabs Ahsoka and they fly off towards the distant rock on the cancel. R2 drops, ignites his leg thrusters and follows. Ventress watches from the remains of the platform.
Count Dooku demands a report on your mission. Should I tell him they got away, or what?
Ventress frowns, then force throws the battle droid off the platform. In a Republic starfighter...
I'm hit! I can't shake him!
Obi-Wan pursues a droid starfighter.
Just relax, Oddball. I'm right behind you.
Obi-Wan destroys a bird-like vulture droid starfighter. He pursues another and destroys it just outside the cruiser's landing hangar.
Thank you, sir. Sorry I panicked.
That's all right, Oddball. It happens to everybody.
Obi-Wan looks down.
It looks like there's some kind of battle on the east side of the palace.
I see it, sir.
And if there's a battle, Anakin's probably in the middle of it. We'll start looking for him there. All ships follow me.
Anakin and Ahsoka leap off the cancel onto the platform away from the main battle. There's an old trader ship there.
We're taking this junker? We'd be better off on that big bug.
Get aboard and prime the engines. Assuming it has engines.
Ahsoka spots the caretaker by the ramp.
Hey, you're that caretaker droid. I wondered what happened to you.
Oh, young one. I mean, soon to be Jedi Knight. I had to get away from that terrible trip.
Okay, everything's loaded. Let's get out of here.
Why, you tin-plated traitor.
Blast her.
Ahsoka deflects the droid's laser fire.
She's at it again. Let's go.
Ahsoka wipes out the droids, then glowers at the caretaker.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
She lops the droid's head off. Obi-Wan.
Commander Cody,
prepare the gunships for ground assault.
Yes, sir. Go, go, go!
Cody signals the gunships to leave the cruiser's hangar. They approach the rocktop monastery. The clones in the courtyard fire on a scuttling vulture droid, which collapses onto a super battle droid.
This is it! Scrap them!
Rex and another trooper leap from cover. The trooper's blaster runs out. He attacks a droid who grabs him, lifts him up, and shoots him. Obi-Wan.
Take over, Awful.
In the courtyard.
Surrender, Republic dogs.
We've got you outnumbered.
Outnumbered? Wait, one, two...
Green laser bolts destroy the battle droids as Obi-Wan's starfighter flies overhead. Obi-Wan somersaults from the cockpit and onto the platform. He fights a super battle droid as the Republic gunships fly towards the monastery, firing on the courtyard. The first wave of clone reinforcements abseil into the fray and open fire. More gunships fly in. Obi-Wan finds Rex.
Where's Skywalker?
Best guess is he's still in the castle, sir.
Keep the droids occupied. I'll go find him.
Nighttime on Tatooine. Jawas converse by firelight outside Jabba's palace. Inside, Count Dooku finds a quiet nook by the throne room and activates a hologram of Ventress.
Have you recovered Jabba's son?
Skywalker is still in possession of the hut and has temporarily eluded me, but he will not escape the system alive.
Need I remind you, whoever gains Jabba's favor will control the war in the Outer Rim. Only we must be allowed to return Jabba's son to him alive.
I understand, Master. I will double my efforts.
I hope so. For your sake.
Wait.
On Teth, Obi-Wan enters the monastery.
Master Kenobi! Always chasing after Skywalker. How predictable.
Anakin leaves quite a mess, which always leads me to you, Ventress.
Take him!
Two supers open fire as Ventress runs off. Obi-Wan makes short work of the droids. Obi-Wan scans around the pillars inside the monastery. On board the old trader.
Now let's get Stinky out of here. If we can.
The ship's engines struggle to ignite. Holding Rotta, Ahsoka looks frustrated.
Relax, Snips. R2, see if you can spark the ignition couplers.
R2 connects, but the engines still fail.
No, that's not it. Try opening the fuel lifters all the way.
R2 spins the connection and the ship comes to life.
Good work, buddy.
The clunky trader takes off from the platform. It has a boxy main cabin and a lopsided wing design opposite a single thruster. They approach the battle.
Master Kenobi is here. Now we'll see some real fireworks.
Excuse me? What do you call what I've been doing all day?
I don't know. The word reckless comes to mind.
Very funny, Snips. Back to work. The troops don't need our help. Charge the main guns.
How are we gonna help? Stinky's getting sicker and sicker.
But we promised Rex we'd help him.
Master, we've got to get him to the medics on the Jedi cruiser. It's our only chance to get Stinky back to his father, still breathing.
Anakin looks thoughtful, then flicks the comlink above him.
Captain Rex?
General Skywalker. Yes, General.
We're not going to be able to help you.
Don't worry about us, General. We'll be all right.
Rex spots the trader flying overhead.
The mission always comes first, sir.
Rex rejoins the courtyard battle.
Cover me!
Rex dives under a spider droid and plants a charge. Rex flees as the droid explodes. In the monastery...
Ventress, I know you're here. You can't hide. I feel your frustration. Let me guess, you're after Jabba's young son too.
Ventress attacks from above. Obi-Wan defends. She removes her skirt and swings it round. Obi-Wan's vision is momentarily blocked by the flying skirt, but he defends the follow-up attack.
You'll have to do better than that, my darling.
Obi-Wan strides forward with a twirl of his lightsaber. Ventress counters and knocks Obi-Wan's saber away.
Well, now I'm impressed.
Ventress forces Obi-Wan back against a pillar.
Now you die.
Obi-Wan ducks the forward stab and grabs Ventress by the wrists. He pushes her backwards. The lightsaber flies back to him.
Shall we continue?
My pleasure.
They trade lightsaber blows. On board the old trader.
Master, today I did my best to stay calm, focused, and when I did, everything seemed so easy.
A sky battle rages.
Well, get focused, because things just got a lot harder.
Clone starfighters dogfight with vulture droids. Anakin banks the trader to evade laser fire. Three sleek vulture droids fall in behind the trader and open fire.
All we've got to do is land on that Jedi cruiser.
The chase takes a path beneath the cruiser.
But Master, their deflector shields are up!
A gun turret on the cruiser fires at the trader.
They must think this grease bucket is an enemy ship.
Jedi cruiser, hold your fire!
Who is that?
Incoming ship. Identify yourself.
Captain, what's going on down there?
Repeat, identify yourself.
This is General Skywalker. We have Jabba the Hutt's son. He needs medical attention. We must board immediately.
Stand by.
Stand by? That's helpful.
The vulture droids pursue Anakin and Ahsoka along the top of the cruiser and around the two towers above the bridge. The trader dives past the cruiser's engines.
Hang on!
The broken trader takes a sudden upward curve. Anakin pilots between the bridge towers. The vultures give chase. On the cruiser's comm.
Open the main hangar door and lower the deflector shields.
You got it, sir.
The hangar doors open.
General Skywalker, we think we can lift the shields on the lower rear hangar.
We're on our way.
The trader turns towards the hangar.
We've made it! We've made it!
A vulture droid crashes into the hangar and explodes.
General Skywalker! Abort! Abort!
Flames engulf the hangar.
That changes our plans.
Anakin flies them away from the cruiser.
Looks like we're gonna have to take this bucket of bolts all the way to Tatooine.
In the dark blue light amongst the pillars in the monastery, Ventress and Obi-Wan battle with their bright lightsabers. Ventress kicks Obi-Wan backwards into a pillar. He force pushes her away. Ventress lurches forward, swinging her two lightsabers. Obi-Wan somersaults over her attacks. The pair face each other across the chamber. As Ventress swings, Obi-Wan ascends, darting left and right between two pillars and landing on a high platform beneath the roof. Ventress follows.
We know of Dooku's plot to turn the Hutts against us. It will not succeed.
It will when the truth dies with you.
Sparks fly as Ventress races forward, dragging her red sabers along the platform. The pair fight fiercely, blocking each other's frenzied blows. Obi-Wan pushes Ventress backwards. Obi-Wan leaps away through a window. Ventress frowns.
You can't run.
She follows him, on board the old trader.
We're clear to make the jump to hyperspace. R2, program the Navi computer.
I don't think he's gonna make it, Master. There's gotta be something we can do for him.
Take a look in the back. See if you can find some medical supplies.
I'm on it.
Don't die on me now, little guy. Just hang in there. If you've locked the coordinates, R2, let's go!
Anakin sends the ship into hyperspace. Ventress looks perturbed as she faces Obi-Wan on a walkway.
I sense it too. Anakin is gone. You've failed, Ventress.
With her two lightsabers joined to form a double-sided weapon, Ventress attacks. Obi-Wan slices the saber's central handle. Ventress attacks with separate sabers.
Your master will not be pleased.
Obi-Wan knocks a saber over the edge of a walkway. Ventress presses a wrist comm.
Jedi scum!
Obi-Wan pushes her back.
The Hutt is safe. There's no point to fighting any longer. We've won. Lay down your weapon.
A green light flashes on Ventress's wrist comm, then a vulture droid flies in and glides beneath the walkway. Ventress leaps over the edge and hitches a ride to safety. On board the trader ship...
Looks like this hasn't been used in a while.
A hologram droid appears.
Hey, Dr. Droid, can you hear me?
Yes, what seems to be the problem?
Great, I've got a sick cutlet. You got a remedy?
Oh, yes, I see. You must dispense one of these medical boosters into the infant's mouth. If you have any problems, please call an actual doctor to assist you.
I hope this works. Okay, sweetums. I've got some yum-yum for you.
Ahsoka holds up the booster.
You'll take this and like it.
Rotta swallows the pill.
There you go. Good boy.
Gunships soar past the castle on Teth as the battle in the courtyard rages. Obi-Wan finds Rex.
Captain, I understand General Skywalker escaped.
Yes, sir. On some beat-up old spy trainer. I'll be surprised if he even makes it to Tatooine in that junker.
If anybody can fly a bucket of bolts through hyperspace, he can.
On board the trader, Ahsoka holds a dazed-looking Rotta's head.
The medicine, it's working. His fever broke. I think he's gonna live to stink another day.
Great. Keeping him alive wasn't as easy as you'd hoped, was it?
Master, if you've taught me one thing, it's that nothing is easy when you're around. You think Rex and Master Obi-Wan made it out okay?
If I know my old master, he has things well in hand. Now help me with this. I want the primary systems fully repaired by the time we reach Tatooine.
You grew up on Tatooine, right? So for you, this trip is like going home.
Yeah. Home.
In Jabba's throne room, Dooku communicates with Ventress via hologram.
The Republic had too many clone troopers, my lord. By the time we were able to find Jabba's son, Skywalker had already killed him.
Jabba frowns deeply at Dooku, who stands before him.
Most unfortunate. This is a very unexpected turn of events. I take it you at least defeated the Jedi.
No, Master. The Jedi escaped and are headed to Tatooine.
I'm sure you did the best you could. We will discuss your failure later.
Yes, my master.
The Puta Jedi am a Tatooine!
Glorious Jabba demands to know why the Jedi would dare come to Tatooine.
To kill you, Jabba. The Jedi plot is quite clear now. They only promised to rescue your son to win your trust. Now Skywalker is coming here to finish his true mission. To wipe out the entire Hutt clan.
Jedi Slimo!
If it pleases you, mighty Jabba, this time I will deal with Skywalker personally.
Dooku is flanked by two bodyguard droids. The old trader ship approaches Tatooine's orbit.
I was hoping I'd never have to lay eyes on this dust ball again.
Okay. What happened?
I don't want to talk about it. How's Stinky holding up?
He seems to be feeling much better. His fever is gone. Even you have to admit he's cute when he's asleep.
I admit I like him better when he's quiet, but only a little. No, R2. I want the cannon operational first. Leave the rear deflector shields for later.
No rear shields, Master? That's awful risky.
A strong attack eliminates the need for defense, Snips.
Ahsoka spots something on the scanner, then thumps it.
Attack ship's closing.
Two P-38 fighters open fire on the trader.
Somebody doesn't want Stinky to get home in one piece.
The trader is hit.
Wow, quite a welcome home party.
Set the approach vector and make ready to land.
Dooku's bodyguards pilot the P-38s after the trader as it heads for Tatooine.
Ahsoka, activate the guns!
She tries.
All the guns are locked in the forward position. It's too bad you decided not to repair the rear deflector shields.
Not now, Ahsoka!
R2, see if you can unlock those guns.
Sometimes a good defense is the best offense.
Why don't you go secure your little Huttlet friend?
None of us are secure with you flying.
Hang on back there.
He pulls up sharply. Ahsoka grabs Rotter as the ship tilts. Anakin pilots the trader on a sharp downward curve. The P-38s dive to follow. Rotter falls into Ahsoka's arms.
Great! You woke the baby!
I'm a little busy here!
A P-38 attacks head-on. Anakin opens up with the blasters.
Got one of them!
What about the other one?
One thing at a time!
The trailing P-38 shoots off the trader's rudder.
I think we needed those rear shields after all.
I told you so.
He slides as the ship banks.
R2, turn those guns around. R2!
Why can't you be a tiny little mouse droid?
Ahsoka pushes back against R2 until he connects with the ship's computer and spins the wing gun round to point backwards. The trader opens fire on the P-38.
Get him, R2!
The P-38 is hit and explodes.
Good shot, buddy. You've been holding out on me.
R2's top spins joyously. A trail of smoke spews from the damaged trader as it approaches Tatooine.
Ahsoka, strap in!
You've got that we're in trouble look.
There's a look?
You can't miss it.
Very funny, Snips. Obi-Wan, come in. Do you copy?
Kenobi here. Anakin, have you reached Tatooine yet?
Almost. But we ran into
Anakin, did you get shot down again?
Yes.
The ship is too slow. I haven't had time to modify it yet.
I'm still cleaning up your other mess, but I'll get there.
So much for reinforcements.
the trader plummets towards Tatooine.
Hang on! This landing could get a little rough!
Crashes are rough! Landings are not!
Then it's a crash landing!
The rickety trader bursts into flames as they enter the planet's atmosphere. Jawas run for it as the trader lands. The burning trader bounces off Tatooine's sandy surface and grinds to a halt in a cloud of smoke. In Jabba's throne room...
Mighty Jabba, my battle droids have shot down Skywalker's ship.
Uwanka Kojo Morshani.
Jabba will send out his bounty hunters to see that he is dead.
Allow me. I have much more experience dealing with Jedi.
On Coruscant, Yoda's in Palpatine's office.
Anakin has reached Tatooine with the Huntlet Master, but he's still in grave danger. Separatist troops are desperate to intercept him. I think this whole plot was engineered by Dooku to convince Jabba we kidnapped his son.
If believe this the Hutts do, ended will our chance of a treaty with them be. Join Dooku and the Separatist, Jabba will. Yes.
That would be a disaster. We must have this alliance with the Hutts if we are to win the war in the Outer Rim.
In Skywalker is the Republic's only hope. Return Jabba's son, he must.
Anakin's experience with the Hutts should help. He'll come through.
Padme Amidala enters Palpatine's office. The Chancellor stands to greet her.
Please excuse me, Master Yoda. I must return to the grand adventure of politics.
Greetings, Senator Amidala.
Master Yoda, so good to see you.
Good it is to see you, Senator.
Ah, Padme, we were to discuss...
the new security measures you put into effect on Naboo. My security chief tells me there are several new battles in the Outer Rim.
Including a small skirmish with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin.
Anakin? Is he in danger?
I'm afraid the Jedi's efforts to strike a secret treaty with the Hutts have gone terribly wrong. Jabba believes Anakin has abducted his infant son.
A Jedi would never do such a thing. Perhaps I can get that treaty signed. I will go to the Hutts and convince them of Anakin's innocence. As a representative of the Senate, of course.
That is very courageous of you, Senator, but far too dangerous. Besides, we've attempted to contact Jabba. He won't accept communication from us.
Jabba the Hutt has an uncle in the old downtown area here on Coruscant. Perhaps I can reason with him and reopen negotiations.
Please, my dear, I beg you, reconsider this.
Don't worry, Chancellor. I've dealt with far worse than the Hutts.
Do take care, Senator. The Hutts are vile gangsters.
Palpatine's eyes narrow as Padme leaves. On Tatooine, a long plume of black smoke wafts into the bright sky above the trader's crash site. Holding Rota, Ahsoka exits onto the ship's back platform and scans the surrounding desert.
Welcome home, Stinky.
Jabba's palace is on the far side of the Dune Sea. We'd better hurry if we're gonna make it by morning.
Ahsoka puts Rota on Anakin's back. Anakin leaps to the ground.
I'm coming.
Ahsoka jumps from the ship.
Oh, Artui. It's just endless tracks of gritty, abrasive sand. I'll clean your servos later. Come on.
R2 powers down from the platform and follows Ahsoka. Jawas keep watch nearby. The Jawas hurry over to the deserted old trader, which is wedged in the sandy ground. Night on the city planet of Coruscant. Lines of flying traffic pass towering buildings lit up with neon signs. A shuttle lands on the platform outside Zero the Hutt's palace. In Zero's lair, a Bith quartet perform a jazzy number with various wind instruments. The Bith have bulbous pink craniums and deep black eyes.
Oh, exalted majesty.
What is it, Kronos 327?
My mission to the 12th moon of Yaut has failed.
After all these years, my most trusted of assassins has finally failed.
Oh, Zero the Hutt, master of the Hutt clan on seven systems, I am sorry, Your Highness. It will not happen again.
I know. Take him away and use him for spare parts.
No, no, no!
As Kronos is dragged away, the patrons of the lair return to their drinks and the Bith band strike up. One of Zero's guards escorts Padme into the lair and leads her towards Zero, whose grotesque head is adorned with makeup and gaudy accessories.
Yo,
Your Majesty, you have an important visitor.
Greetings, Zero. I am Senator Amidala of the Galactic Congress.
A senator? In this neighborhood?
Zero snorts smoke from his wide nostrils.
I know that you are the uncle of Jabba the Hutt, Tatooine. I've come to ask a favor of you.
A favor?
There has been a grave misunderstanding between Jabba and the Order of the Jedi.
How may I serve you, Senator?
I was hoping you and I could resolve this dispute and broker a treaty between the Republic and the great clan of the Hutts.
A treaty? A treaty? A treaty is impossible. My nephew Jabba's son has been kidnapped by your Republic Jedi scum.
But sir, There's been a misunderstanding.
There is no misunderstanding.
It is the Jedi who have rescued his son. If you can put me in touch with Jabba, I am confident I can convince him of the truth.
No. No more discussions. Escort her out.
Please, Zero. Your nephew Jabba is in danger. You're being deceived.
I said throw her out.
Don't touch me.
Padme shakes off the attentions of the droid guard as she turns to leave. On Tatooine, a couple of Noona break through the sand, then burrow back down into it. In the distance, Anakin, Ahsoka, and R2 make their way to the top of a dune. Ahsoka wipes her brow. The skeleton of a long, dead creature forms a bony archway nearby.
Master Yoda has a saying, old sins cast long shadows. Do you know what he means by that?
He means your past can ruin your future if you allow it. But you forget it was Master Skywalker who said, I don't want to talk about my past.
Okay, fine. There's so much more we can talk about out here. Like the sand.
The desert is merciless. It takes everything from you.
That's a happy thought. It won't take us, Master. Right, R2-E?
On Coruscant, Padme gets into the lift with Zero's guard. A neon purple light glows from the lift floor. The lift door closes and Padme glances round at the guard's blaster. She whacks the weapon from the guard's grasp. Padme leaps through a gap in the lift shaft. The guard grabs her cloak. Padme's cloak tears off in the guard's hand. Padme runs off. She spots Zero talking to a hologram.
Your plot is coming apart, Count Dooku. A senator from the Republic was here. What if she found out I helped you kidnap Jabba's son?
Don't worry. I have convinced Jabba that the Jedi have murdered his son and are on their way to kill him.
Jabba will slay the Jedi on sight.
Then the mighty Jedi Order will be forced to bring Jabba to justice. And you, my friend, will be left to take control of all the Hutt clans.
Then the plot against my nephew Jabba has succeeded. But what about this meddling senator?
If she continues her investigation, have her meet with an accident with extreme prejudice. I will have someone sent coming up.
A guard startles Padme. Padme shoots the guard. Another guard pushes her to the floor.
Count Dooku. So, the poisonous traitor rears his ugly head once again.
I am equally delighted to remake your acquaintance, Senator Amidala, isn't it?
I was just leaving.
I'm sorry, that cannot be permitted now. Zero, this particular senator is extremely valuable to my separatist allies. They will pay a handsome price for her.
I like the sound of that. Take her to the dungeon!
You will regret this, Zero.
No, I think I will become rich with this. Thank you, Count Dooku. This has been a most profitable alliance.
I will contact you when the Hutlet has been disposed of. Your high exalted master of the Hutts.
Outside Jabba's palace...
Count Dooku, we have picked up three life forms crossing the desert. One is a very young Hutlet.
Skywalker.
Anakin and Ahsoka cross the desert as Tatooine's two suns set beyond the horizon.
We're not alone.
I sense it too. It's the dark side of the Force.
Rotta covers his head.
Whatever it is, it's coming for the Hutt. Time to split up.
We'll face it together, Master.
Not this time, Snips. I have a far more important mission for you.
More important than keeping you alive?
Ahsoka, I need you to trust me on this one.
Anakin reaches out and holds Ahsoka by the shoulder. On Coruscant, Padme's gun and communicator are placed on a table. Padme's thrown into a cell. Her communicator beeps.
What's that?
Don't touch that! Whatever you do, keep away from it! Please, I beg you. Don't turn that on.
Could be dangerous. I better check it out.
At last, you've answered. I've been so worried. Wait, who are you? You're not Mistress Padme.
3PO, get help! I'm being held by Zero the Hutt!
You're in trouble. I knew it! Wait!
One of Zero's tall, spindly guard droids brings his metal fist down on the communicator and destroys it. Moons and stars illuminate the night sky over the Tatooine desert. Anakin heads across the sand, then stops. Dooku scoots up on a speeder and dismounts. Anakin draws his lightsaber and ignites it.
Surrender the Hutlet or die, Skywalker!
Dooku shoots lightning from his fingers, which Anakin absorbs with his saber. Dooku ignites his red lightsaber. Dooku rushes forward and attacks. Anakin blocks and swings. The pair trade blows against the backdrop of the moons in Tatooine's night sky.
Your training has come a long way, boy.
Dooku's swipes are expertly blocked by Anakin, who launches a swift counter. The pair clash lightsabers, then pull apart.
Ah, now I remember. This was your home planet, wasn't it? I sense your strong feelings. Feelings of pain, loss.
Anakin uses the Force to funnel a cloud of sand towards Dooku, who retreats, then Force blocks the onslaught. Anakin is swept backwards by the whirlwind of sand, losing his saber. As Dooku leaps towards him, Anakin retrieves his weapon and blocks Dooku's blow. They eyeball each other, then Anakin gets up. Dooku slices through Anakin's backpack. Anakin drops.
You failed, Jedi. I have just killed Jabba's son.
You've fallen for my little trick, Count. It's nothing but rocks. The Hutlet is with my Padawan, safely at Jabba's palace.
I expected such treachery from a Jedi. I assure you my web is strong enough to catch your insignificant little Padawan.
She's more skillful than you think.
You deceive yourself!
Dooku attacks and the pair trade blows once again. Ahsoka scans around as she approaches Jabba's palace with R2 in tow. Ahsoka ignites her green lightsaber. Three of Dooku's bodyguards break through the rocky ground before her, wielding glowing electro staffs. Anakin and Dooku fight on a shallow slope. Dooku has the high ground. He lands a force push on Anakin, who rolls backwards on the ground.
Look, I have a message from your Padawan.
Dooku reveals a hologram of Ahsoka under attack. Anakin kicks Dooku backwards.
After my droids kill Jabba's son, they will deliver your Padawan to him for punishment for the Hutlet's murder. I can't imagine he will be merciful.
Anakin switches off his lightsaber and hurries over to Dooku's speeder. He jumps on board and zooms away. Dooku watches him go. As Ahsoka fights, R2 takes on a bodyguard who whacks R2 backwards.
R2!
Ahsoka's surrounded.
3 against 2? Stinky, you watch my back.
The tall bodyguard's electro staffs have flaming purple energy fields at either end. The staffs easily block Ahsoka's lightsaber. Overturned, R2 watches from the ground nearby as bodyguards force Ahsoka slowly backwards.
Oh, no!
Ahsoka slides down a slope and lands face first.
I thought you liked to play in the sand.
On Coruscant, a shuttle lands on the platform outside Zero's palace, which resembles Jabba's palace built into a gunmetal grey skyscraper. C-3PO enters the palace and scans around.
This part of town is definitely not my kind of town.
In Zero's lair...
Oh. You tried to call for help, Senator. I believe you are too dangerous to be kept alive.
Killing a galactic senator here on Coruscant? Are you out of your mind?
I have powerful friends in the Senate. I'm not afraid of...
Dismembered droid parts tumble through the doorway. C-3PO peeks in.
Is anybody home?
3PO?
What is that?
Oh, God! Get
clone troopers.
Run for it!
As Zero slimes his way across the floor of his lair, the clones take out his battle droid escorts. Padme grabs a guard's blaster and blasts its head off.
Stop, Zero! Stop right where you are!
Mistress Padme, are you all right? Was I too late?
3PO, your timing was perfect.
Oh, thank the Maker. I'm so relieved.
Should we arrest the Hutt, Senator?
I had no choice. Dooku said he'd kill me if I didn't help him kidnap Jabba's son. You have to believe me. I love that Hutt.
Oh, I believe you.
On Tatooine, Ahsoka leaps from cover and takes out one of the bodyguard droids. She spots Anakin fly over on Dooku's speeder. The main gate at Jabba's palace opens. Anakin is met by palace guards as Ahsoka continues her fight nearby.
Where's my Padawan?
This way. Your weapon, please.
TC-70 holds out a hand as the guards surround Anakin. He hands over his lightsaber. The two bodyguards move in on Ahsoka.
Okay, stick tinnies. You're going back to Dooku in pieces.
This is Jedi Knight Anakin Skywalker, as Count Dooku said. Your son is not with him.
What? Your son's not here?
Jedi Budu!
Where's Ahsoka?
Outside. Ahsoka leaps onto one bodyguard and cuts the other into three pieces. She tumbles to the ground.
Baka Bargon! Ichuto Rotami Pidunki Mavkin Wajiki!
Anakin retrieves his saber and threatens Jabba.
What have you done with my Padawan?
Skywalker King!
You came here to kill Jabba.
Mighty Jabba, I came here to negotiate.
Outside, Ahsoka twirls around the remaining bodyguard and lands a killer blow. She drops to her knees exhausted.
Being a Padawan is harder than I thought. Let's get you home.
Uchuta Maka Jedi wa!
You came here to die.
Ahsoka arrives in the throne room holding Rota in her arms.
Rota, mi pidunki. Pidunki mavkin!
Jabba holds up Rota and smiles.
Bata, kia Jedi.
You are to be executed immediately.
What?
Jabba's men take aim.
Does this always happen to you?
Everywhere I go.
A hologram communicator next to Jabba starts to flash.
Your Uncle Zero is contacting us.
Greetings, Honorable Jabba. I am Senator Amidala of the Galactic Congress. I have discovered a plot against you by one of your own. Your uncle will admit he conspired with Count Dooku to kidnap your son and frame the Jedi for the crime.
Zero! Tajawu Chiska!
Mabango Jabba!
Rota Kowiwa!
Nobata Jabba! It was Count Dooku!
Wah! Janaga Zero Kiss!
Zero will be dealt with by the Hutt family most severely.
Perhaps now you will allow the Republic to use your trade routes, and hostilities can come to an end.
Kutuba Gandagwa!
Jabba agrees. A treaty is in order.
You will not regret this, Jabba.
Lunwitu Republica Hotwuki.
The clone armies may move through Jabba's territories.
Senator, you have my undying gratitude.
No, Master Skywalker. It is I and the Republic who owes you thanks.
Anakin and Padme lock gazes. The hologram switches off.
Jabba would be most appreciative if you bring Dooku to justice for his crimes against the Hutts.
You can count on it, Jabba.
An escape pod flees Tatooine. On board, Count Dooku addresses a hologram of the cloaked Darth Sidious.
It is unfortunate, Master. The Jedi armies will now have their supply routes to the Outer Rim. Our fight has become far more difficult.
Allow the Jedi their small victory, my friend. The engines of this war turn in our favor.
A Republic gunship swoops down towards Jabba's palace, where Anakin and Ahsoka wait by the open main gate with some troopers. The gunship lands, Obi-Wan and Yoda are on board. Yoda and Obi-Wan approach Anakin and Ahsoka. The four Jedi exchange intense looks, then Yoda spots Jabba by the main gate with his son Rota in his arms. The Jedi line up with R2 between two lines of clone troopers. ITFC audio description was written by James O'Hara and Alex Newman and read by Sam Clark. Directed by Dave Filoni. Written by Henry Gilroy, Stephen Melching, Scott Murphy. Produced by Catherine Winder. Executive producer George Lucas. Edited by Jason W. A. Tucker. Score by Kevin Kiner. Original Star Wars themes and score by John Williams. Starring the voices of Matt Lanter, Anakin Skywalker, Ashley Eckstein, Ahsoka Tano, James Arnold Taylor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, 447, Medical Droid, D. Bradley Baker, Clone Troopers, Captain Rex, Cody, Tom Kane, Yoda, Narrator, Admiral Yularen, Micah Futterman, Asajj Ventress, TC-70, Ian Abercrombie, Chancellor Palpatine, Darth Sidious, Corey Burton, General Loathsome, Zero the Hutt, Kronos 327, Catherine Tabor, Padme Amidala, Matthew Wood, Battle Droids, Kevin Michael Richardson, Jabba the Hutt, David Accord, Rota the Hutt. Featuring the voices of Samuel L. Jackson, Mace Windu, Anthony Daniels, C-3PO, Christopher Lee, Count Dooku. Supervising sound editor, Matthew Wood. Re-recording mixer, Juan Peralta. Sound designer, David Accord. Supervising music editor, Orlando Duenas. Music performed by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Post-production sound services provided by Skywalker Sound, Marin County, California. Dialogue recording services by the LA Studios Incorporated. Dialogue recordist Cameron Davis. Assistant dialogue recordist Tyler Foster. The company logos for Kodak Motion Picture Films: Autodesk, Dolby Digital, SDDS, DTS, THX. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or actual events or firms, is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. ...2008, Lucasfilm Limited. A gang of Jawas fight over a metal ring. They spot the camera and Scarpa. Lucasfilm Animation, a Lucasfilm company. Lucasfilm Limited. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.